KUTX 98.9 Karen O and Danger Mouse with Woman from Lux Prima. This is Jody Denberg live in Studio 1A with a room full of Concert Club members. Thanks, y'all, for being here. Welcome to KUTX After Hours, which is presented by Odell Brewing Company. So we thank them for presenting us and for providing some sustenance. Some cans of beer is what I'm trying to say. Did y'all get any of those? Okay. You sound really excited about that. This is amazing to have these 10 musicians in our room to play. Yesterday, we were lucky enough to present them at Waterloo Records in advance of the proper release of their album, which is tomorrow night at the Mohawk. It's the album launch party for American Music Volume 7. What a thrill. We're going to hear some live music. We're going to come back and talk. KUTX 98.9, live on our airwaves. Austin's Grupo Fantasma.
Quisiera vivir en el cielo y sentado en las nubes recorrer el mundo. Yo quisiera jugar con las aves que felices vuelan sin temor alguno. Yo quisiera vivir en el cielo y sentado en las nubes recorrer el mundo. Yo quisiera jugar con las aves que felices vuelan sin temor alguno. Yo quisiera contar las estrellas, buscar la y pronunciar tu nombre. Yo quisiera hablar con la luna, pedir que ilumine mi alma tan oscura.
This is
Boston's Grupo Fantasma is fantastic. On KETX, the new album, American Music, Volume 7. The band is starting its 19th year of making great music here in the capital of Texas. They've worked with everyone from Prince to Spoon to Los Lobos. They've won a Grammy Award, and they're back 5 years after Problemas. Yo quisiera. Can someone tell me what that means?
But the song is about it's kind of like this person who's pining for his love who has passed away and wishing he could be with her in the heavens.
Kind of amazing because that's a sad subject matter, but that was a joyful song. It really was fun.
Well, you know, it's a happy reunion whenever they meet again.
Amen to that. Since we're talking titles, American Music Volume 7, this is your seventh album, but I'm thinking there's more to the title than that.
Yeah, there is. I mean, how much time do we have, really?
As much as you would like.
All right. Well, you know, we just kind of got tired of being pigeonholed forever in the minds of some people who are like, oh, they sing in Spanish, so they must be a Latin band. We're like, well, actually, we're an American band. You know, we sing in Spanish, we sing in English. We speak in English, we speak in Spanish, you know. We play a lot of music that's informed by Latin music, and obviously we embrace that heritage and that tradition, and we're very proud of that and very happy to do so. But that's just discounting all the other stuff that we do. And, you know, whether we're also playing funk with Prince or hip-hop with the GZA or indie rock with Spoon or whoever we're playing with, you know, we're playing our version of American music. You know, we're Americans for better or worse. And, you know, we really don't want to have someone else define Americanism for us. You know, that's really what it comes down to.
Thank you.
No problem.
No problem. Leads me to Problemas, which is like 5 years ago, the last record. And you made some changes in between then and now in how you make records. A new producer, Carlos Bedoya, who's worked with folks from... Right there.
There he is. Look at him.
Handsome gentleman. He's worked with everyone from Beyonce to Weezer. So you worked with a new producer, and also you went to different studios and had guests this time. Can you tell me a little bit about the process?
Yeah, absolutely. Problemas was produced by the great Steve Berlin of Los Lobos, and he brought a certain flavor and a certain approach to that. And, you know, Carlos, or as he prefers to be called, El Loco, brought his own particular flavor, you know. Loco is from Colombia. He lives in Miami. He's worked with a lot of great pop artists, as well as hip-hop artists, as well as rock, you know, and of course Latin artists. And he brought his extensive knowledge of music. If some of you here, those in radio land, don't know, but he's playing keyboards right now. So he brought his harmonic knowledge. Additionally, he's, you know, obviously a native speaker of Spanish. So for the first time, we had somebody who could help our lyricists with, you know, let's talk about this phrase, what works better, what works here, and, like, you know, tweak some stuff out. So that was cool for them to have, you know, a third person to bounce those ideas off of. Likewise, he could help us with some of the harmonic concepts that a keyboardist would have in mind. And additionally, he, you know, he's just a pleasure to work with. He brought a lot of enthusiasm to the process. After 19 years together, it's always, you know, a little difficult to focus, you know, especially at this point in our career. We have families and, you know, other obligations that come with age.
It's a great sounding record.
Hey, don't give up. It works.
Thank you, bro.
Thank you for being here, Carlos. We appreciate you. And there's a bunch of guests on this record this time. Ozomatli's on there, Tomar, Locos Poruana. Did you reach out to specific people because you wanted to bring them into making this specific record?
There were a couple people that we had in mind right away. We had worked with Josh Baca from Tex-Maniacs, the Grammy Award-winning group from San Antonio. He's a tremendous accordion player. We had done a tribute to Aniceto Molina, and he played with us on Austin City Limits, so we knew we wanted him involved. And also our friend Jaime Ospina from the Superfónicos, who is a childhood friend of Loco's. And it was kind of the way that we were introduced to Loco. And, you know, we wanted them to bring some of their knowledge of Colombian music and culture and traditions to it, as well as, you know, fans and enthusiasts of cumbia music, which comes from Colombia, obviously. You know, we kind of had our own take on it, Texas, Mexico, Caribbean styles, but you know, they brought a little something from the source that we didn't really know so much about, you know, as authentically as they did, I guess. But additionally, you know, Loco had connections with Ozomatli, who are friends of ours. We go way back. Locos Peruano, we go way back. But we just wrote the songs, and then whatever felt right, he'd be like, you know, I think this one would be good with, you know, let's reach out to Ozomatli, let's reach out to Locos. You know, he also reached out to a guy named Mr. Vallenato in L.A. who played accordion on a song. And, of course, Tomar, you know, we wrote that song, and originally we were planning to sing it, and we were like, man, how can we get that vibe this song needs? And we were like, you know what, we worked with Tomar recently on a Look at My Soul project, and, you know, he was just killing it. He's killing it here in Austin. He's a tremendous artist. Originally, we were like, needed a keyboard player on the song, and he was like, man, I play keyboards. And we were like, oh, okay. And they were like, well, while you're here, why don't you take a stab at these lyrics? And, of course, you know, Tomar knocked it out the park, and you're like, okay, I think you got the gig, bro.
It's such a rich record, and now we know a little bit more about what's behind the title. American Music, Volume 7. Our guests we're privileged to have here today, Grupo Fantasma, who launched their record officially tomorrow night with a show at the Mohawk. And we're going to do another song on these very airwaves. If you want to set it up, feel free.
Yeah. Actually, opening the show, performing with us, will be Tomar and the FCs. And Tomar has been gracious enough to join us tonight. So everybody give a big round of applause to my man Tomar.
You better for these guys, man. These guys are amazing. Thank y'all.
Yeah!
KUTX, the song Let Me Be on the new Grupo album, American Music Volume 7, officially out tomorrow at the Mohawk with Tomar opening the show for Grupo Fantasma. Can't thank y'all enough for being here, and if you can stick around, you guys would like to hear a few more songs, yeah. I think. And then we'll post them all to stream at KUTX.org. This is Jody Denberg. We need a lot of help today because we had a lot of players up here. So I want to give thanks to Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman for mixing and setting up our Studio 1A today. Our multimedia crew was in here earlier, so there'll be visuals for you on the website. Thanks to Gabriel Perez, assisted by Salvador Castro and Juan Figueroa. And our Studio 1A producer is Deidre Gott. KUTX After Hours, presented by Odell Brewing Company. Thanks, y'all, for being here tonight. Definitely appreciate having you here. And major thanks to Grupo Fantasma, live on KUTX.